everybody. Welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulim.
And this past weekend, we crossed something big off of our summer bucket list.
Yes,
we did.
Camping.
Woo, woo. We actually crossed multiple things off of our bucket
list. What were the other ones?
Yeah, my sandwich.
Picnic.
Picnic. We did do a picnic.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a rain picnic, but still a picnic.
And kind of like a slumber party.
That's what somebody commented because I posted on the story. I was like, what do you guys think is next? And somebody's like, well, you kind of already did slumber party camping. Like,
totally.
That was a big slumber party.
And
G and I snuggled a little bit.
Yes, oh, you did more than snuggle. You were like basically one human.
She was like, yeah, connected to me.
So you really made it sound
I was like, where is she going? Where is she going with that?
We only had two sleeping bags.
So we had to get together.
Yeah.
Three girls, two sleeping bags.
No, but we had to because it got really, really cold at night. So me and Cicely zipped ourselves up into one. And so if we had to turn over, then we had to say like 3, 2, 1, turn.
We had to tap each other and say 3, 2, 1, left.
Tap, like, 3, 2, 1, right. You didn't end up turning, though. You didn't do that.
I literally.
I got claustrophobic.
Cicely was straight.
She got claustrophobic and I stuck my ground. Like, somebody gave me a roll and I said, yes, I'm going to oblige.
She was literally like a stone figure.
I can do it. I don't really move that much in the night.
That was insane. I need to, like, do some movement.
G, the first night, fell asleep on her side. In the middle of the night, was on her back, and then woke up face down
in a full puffer jacket.
Hat,
gloves, everything. And, like, three jackets underneath.
It looked like a bodybuilder, like, bulking.
Guys, I thought I was getting hypothermia.
G, the next morning, was like, I think I was hypothermic. I was like, if you were hypothermic, you would not be here this morning.
No, but I saw the light because
it was sunrise.
Yes.
No.
I just finally realized how people die from hypothermia because.
Yeah. Tell that story.
Yeah. You can relate.
It was so cold this like first night when we went to sleep and I just wasn't that prepared. I wasn't wearing my puffer. I went to sleep in like a hoodie and three shirts and a fleece and two pairs of socks.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared at all.
And sweatpants.
Yeah. But no puffer.
You guys were judging me, too, for my mittens. I was like, where are my mittens?
So
where are my mittens?
I know.
You guys were like, oh, my God, Cicely and her fucking mittens.
No,
and then before
them.
I went to bed, I put on my mittens, and thank God.
Yeah.
Because my paws were toasty.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was so, so, so cold. And I was like, my muscles, I think, were literally sore
from clenching
yeah. And, like, shivering. And my fingers were, like, about to fall off.
No. Oh, my God. She's so dramatic.
That's a really good teaser for our episode. And my fingers were about
to fall
off. I
was on the brink of death.
Basically. No, but then I put on my puffer.
I saw the light.
And I snuggled up to Cicely.
Well, in the middle of the night, I woke up at, like, 2 a.m. I don't even know. I was in and out. I wore a beanie to bed, and I put it over my eyes because I just wanted to zone out. I was just like,
I was thinking I should have brought like an eye mask or something because the light is so light.
It was so light. And even at night, I felt like it was pretty light in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just did not want to see what was going on. I was like scared of somebody coming into our tent or like an animal breaking
well,
in.
Well, you guys had a bear.
I feel like we should tell the trip from the beginning.
Sure.
True. But can I just finish this one thought? In the middle of the night, I saw G. Or I don't know who it was in the moment. I kind of lift up my hat a little bit, and I see this like black figure running across the tent.
Because I was getting my puffer jacket.
Did you think it was like an animal?
Well, I don't know. She almost looked like the Grinch, you know, like going to steal the gifts. Like that's how she was running.
I would have freaked out if I saw that.
And I kind of was like, "What the fuck?" And then I like put my arm to like the left of me, and I felt that G wasn't there, and I was like, "Oh, that was G." And then I kind of fell back asleep, and then. Like 2 seconds later, I feel this thing crawl into bed with me, and I was like, "What is that?" And then it was just getting closer and closer and closer and closer to me until it was literally like suction cup to me, and it was G.
I was like, "I gotta go full penguin mode because
I'm really warm.
We need to get warm and share the heat because I pulled my limp hypothermic body out of that bed. I was in survival mode. I was like, I just gotta get the puffer.
It was life or death.
The puffer."
I think also because you were in the corner, it must have been colder there.
It was. I know. In retrospect, we should have pulled our mattresses more towards the center of the tent. But
our next camping trip is going to slay even harder.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take all of these things that
we've learned so much, and we will tell you what we've learned too at the end of this.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Episode. Let's start from the beginning, Zoo.
Okay.
Give us a little intro.
So
you bought a tent.
Wow, we're really starting from the beginning.
Just a little synopsis.
Yeah, so I bought this tent like a long time ago because I was, you know, preparing for this camping trip that I wanted to have. It's an 8-person tent. I kind of overestimated the amount of friends that I have. I thought I would have more friends coming on this trip.
And you should know by now that the 3 that will be there, or the 2 that will be there, are us.
So it ended up just being us 3, which is totally amazing and fun, and quality I wouldn't want it any other way. What?
Quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity, yeah. So it was just us 3.
And also,
but
like, when you have this level of quality,
I know.
It's so almost true. Like we have 7 people there. Exactly. You know, only, right. Almost 8.
Yes.
We are just that perfect.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically all of last week I spent gathering up the materials. I was like watching camping gear YouTube videos, like seeing everyone's review, thinking in my head like, okay, what are we going to want? What are we going to need? Like, what is going to make this trip the best?
Prepared.
Yeah,
I was prepared. G and I brought tequila, gloves, and I think that's about it. And some cameras.
A bottle of wine.
And a bottle of wine.
I got my REI membership and I said, let's fucking go.
Wait, you got a membership?
Yeah, but it's only $30.
What is that, monthly?
No, it's for life. You just buy it once and then you're a member.
Yeah. They tried to get me to get it before a marathon when I bought one fanny pack. And the guy was flirting with me kind of hard. And I said,
really?
I'll be back. And he's like, better see you. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I'll throw in a free, like there was like a sample of like a Clif Bar or something. Yeah. And I was like, you want
What
me?
Do you get from it?
You get like discounts. So I've gotten basically the money back.
It was worth it for you.
Yeah. So I got the tent, the 8-person tent. I got a table because I thought, one, to put the camp stove on, which I also bought, and two, to be able to like sit around. I thought it would be nicer just to cut up food. I bought a sleeping bag because obviously to stay warm at night.
Mm-hmm. Yours was nice too.
I know.
Like
it was
I felt
really
the
warm.
Heat like vibrating off my legs when I went in.
I also liked how it was like
bag.
Wider. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot of space in there.
And it was
my,
so
like, in.
Cushy. Like I want that. I want to sleep with that every single
so
night.
Nice.
For real.
You can have it. You can sleep in it in your bed. So those were like the main things. And then, you know, I bought some games, some lanterns and stuff. And then, so those were like the essentials that I brought before we went. So we left on Friday.
Oh, and you bought a camp. And you bought like a fire.
I bought like a fire pit from Snow Peak because I was worried that there wasn't going to be a fire pit, which there actually ended up being one, which was awesome.
Yeah.
We didn't really need that, but I'm glad I bought it.
Saved me a trip up that hill.
Yeah. But yeah, so on Friday we left. We took my friend's car and
shout out Liam, thank you.
Shout out. Honestly, the best car in the world.
She really shouted it.
Well, because that was just so awesome. Like anyone
you
that I told about our camping trip was like, whose car did you take in New York City? I was like, our friend let us borrow his. Like, that's just so nice.
It is so nice
and it was
having
huge.
A friend with a car in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because we had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I came down. I picked up Sicily. We went and picked up a cooler. And then we picked up G at her apartment and stuffed all of our things in the car and made our way upstate. And
it was such a gorgeous drive, you guys, up there. Like, for reals. G posted this video of us listening to Miley Cyrus, The Climb.
I just love a road trip. I mean, we all do.
Driving. I also just, like, I love upstate New York so
much. Yeah,
it's
gorgeous.
And just driving in the summer, spring up there. Even in the winter, fall for apple picking. Like, every season up there is so gorgeous. So.
And the more that we go, the more I feel like we're really figuring out, like, what are – we have, like, now our favorite little coffee sandwich shop. And, like, we kind of know where to go. Like, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love it up there.
Plus, it's, like, there's so many cute little towns. There's, like, hundreds of these cute.
Yeah.
Little, like, picturesque.
Cute.
Towns. Upstate towns.
No, seriously.
I want to explore all of them.
Me too.
And we will. We have the rest of the summer. And I want to go camping,
this
like,
weekend.
So many more times because.
Yeah.
And we're going upstate again this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
For my birthday.
But not camping. More like glamping.
Airbnb, but it was just so amazing. So we get up there and we kind of want to set up the tent before it becomes nighttime. And Zoo and I like hadn't eaten all day because we were like, oh, we're going to go get these sandwiches from our favorite place. G was so smart. She was like, does anybody want sushi? And Zoo and I were like,
no.
We're going to go get our sandwiches. We'll eat when we're up there.
It was like 7 when we actually made it. Yeah,
it was 7 and the sun set at like 8:16. So it was kind of like game time to get the tent up and everything set up before it got dark. I also wanted to make a fire. Like,
and we had to carry everything up this hill. So it was like, there was some manual labor.
Oh my God, it was like 2 hills. That was my life or death, fight or flight moment. Yours was when you ran to go get your puffer. Mine was putting that cooler on my shoulder and getting up that hill. Because I just wanted to be comfy and cozy so badly.
Yeah.
That I was...
Oh, sorry, that was me opening my water bottle.
That I was just like, just do it, Cicely. Like, sometimes my brain does that where to get me someplace, like, I know what I need to do to get it done or to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like a little too much work for me. But I'm just like, whatever, just
that's
do
very,
it.
That's very, like, drill sergeant mentality of you, I feel like.
I have been called a drill sergeant before. Really? By my therapist, to my mom.
In a good way, I just feel like you'll be like, okay, siren. Because we're so hot.
They need to put this fire.
You're just like very, let's get this shit done. Let's move towards.
Yeah, when you have a task, you are really good about just finishing it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I just also like, quality. I just want to get stuff done so badly. Just like, I just want to get it done so badly that I'm just like, let's just do it. Come on.
And me and Cicely had a beer waiting for us.
A lukewarm. No, it was not cold.
You're right.
It was lukewarm, but it was so good. And that was all I was thinking
almost,
about.
Because it was just so delicious. Because
I think
refreshing.
I was so hot. I was like dripping in sweat.
Yeah. While Cicely was picking, bringing everything up the hill, G and I were setting up the tent. Yeah. We would see, you were gone for like 10 minutes. I was worried that you were like kidnapped.
Because I had to go park the car. Well, because I brought it in sections, like little sections, because it was so heavy that I would like bring the logs of wood halfway. Like I could not bring them up both hills at the same time. Plus, everything was just like a little cumbersome.
Yeah.
That was the annoying thing. Like, oh, if it was just a bag, a really heavy bag, okay, I could put it over my shoulder and walk
with
it.
It's like the way we had to hold some of the
boxes. It was like a big cooler and like a sleeping bag that wasn't heavy, but like then like wood. Heavy, like that if it hit your leg, it would give you a splinter. God. And I had two big containers of them. Like it was just the stuff was so cumbersome and annoying.
But we did it.
We did
it. And you guys had your beer.
Oh, and it was so God, worth it once so we got up there and we made our dinner and we poured wine and we were like dancing around the fire pit. It was just, I would have climbed up that hill like 5 more times because the view was gorgeous, like overlooking this lake.
I'm so glad we were up there too.
We were also so like fun. The only ones there.
Yeah, and it was so like full, one other. It was so full circle too because we went swimming up at this lake last year.
Yeah.
And we were looking at everybody who was camping and we were like, oh my God, we want to camp here so badly. Like, we should do that next summer. No camping equipment, no camping like idea on the mind or whatever. Yeah. And then we finally did it.
We did it.
So it was very like full circle.
Yeah.
And last year, which I don't know if you guys know, but we were staying in this like Airbnb upstate and there was a fire across the street from us, like a house burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And on our drive out from camping, we went and visited the house again to just like full circle moment, see what it looked like and stuff. So this whole trip was very much like a full circle trip, I feel
like.
It was. And it was such a good like start to summer, even though it wasn't warm enough for us to swim, but it still felt like summery because it was still warm and we sat by the water and like Red had a picnic, whatever.
Also, I feel like when I'm camping, I'm never like hot, you know.
Yeah,
even if it is the summer,
it's
like,
always
in
like
Maine,
cozy.
It's always like cozy and it's always like it's nighttime, it gets a little chilly. You always have a fire when you're camping.
I just loved like marinating in my same sweatpants all weekend, not caring for once.
I did
once,
not
like,
take my hoodie off anything. The entire trip, which showed when I was in Woodstock and I finally took my hoodie off for the first time.
It was so funny.
On our last day, we went down to Woodstock. We were like, oh, we want to go check out this town. And I hadn't taken my hoodie off. And I wore like a little sports bra the whole time because you're just cold and whatever. And so, are these new Hanes socks?
Yeah, I got
those. Are
ones.
So fresh.
Oh my God, so fresh.
Oh my God, my other ones are like black on the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, and we're walking around Woodstock. I'm like, oh my God, everybody is staring at me. Everybody like has a crush on me. Everybody, like, I am so main character energy right now in Woodstock. They've never seen somebody this hot. Then I'm coming out of a store and I had been walking ahead of G and Zoo because I just like walk fast. I don't know why. I always try to like slow down when I'm walking because I feel like I'm always walking ahead of people, but I'm like, it's so annoying. Anyway, side note.
That's like, I've never noticed that.
Really? I feel like I'm always walking ahead of people and I'm like, why are you walking ahead? Like, just slow down. And then I try to slow down and I can never like get to the pace of the people I'm walking with. You'll notice it now. Anyway, I come out of the store and G starts, she's like, kind of yelps at me and screams. And I'm like, I hadn't done a tick check the whole time I was there. Like, I thought there was a tick, like, on my boob or something. I don't know. I look down. My whole tit is out.
Because like, this is the like, whole so she's wearing boob. So she has like a sports bra and then she has like a sheer Hanes like tank on
it's
top.
It's like kids large, so it's stretched to the max.
And you can like completely it's see through those. They're sheer. And her whole boob is out of the sports bra underneath. So you can see her whole boob.
It was like a bralette.
Yeah, a bralette. It almost looks like she was getting ready to like breastfeed.
4 years old or something. So it was not like a freshly new bralette.
And we had been walking around probably for 10 to 15 thing. Minutes at that point. All throughout Woodstock, all these elderly couples walking by us, families. Yeah. And her whole tit was out. Just one.
My whole tit.
Tasteful. Just one.
Just my one tit was
oh
out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
That killed me. That was side so tangent.
Side tangent.
Then the first night we celebrated Zoo's birthday.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And we, like, made dinner.
Zoo took a shot.
I did. Zoo take a shot with no chaser.
I'm so crazy like that.
You're literally wild.
You are literally Alex Earl.
Yeah. Basically. I am your Alex Earl.
Yes. And then we went to sleep. That was the first night. That was really fun.
We put our food away from the tent because we were being super cautious about bears.
Okay, but we should have been so more
many people
cautious,
were
though.
Like, be careful of black bears because there are a lot of them where we are.
Yeah. We put it away, but not far enough away. And also, we had this amazing cooler. Thank you to my boyfriend who let us borrow it.
Yeah.
And we had this food bag. So the cooler was like locked, sealed, concealed, could not get into it. Like, it was even hard for me to like open it at times.
I couldn't figure out how to open it.
So that was like easy, whatever. That was fine. And then next to it, we put this was so fucking stupid of us. We had our trash bag full of our food scraps and trash that we put next to the cooler. And kind of loosely tied it up. And then on top of it, just to kind of like extra secure that one down, like the bear would not find it, there was a food bag that zipped up. It was like almost looked like a lunchbox, but big, that you would like take to the beach.
To be honest, I was like, oh, people say there's bears, but there's definitely not bears.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen a bear in my life.
Yeah.
And so I was, when you don't see it or haven't experienced it, you almost are like, well, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, like, I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, like, that can't happen to me. Like, whatever. Anyway, so we put that food bag that I could probably smell the food from if I put my nose up to it.
It's probably,
on
like,
top of the trash bag.
10 feet away from the fire pit, which was, like, 10 feet away from our tent.
Yeah, exactly. And we went to bed. G almost got hypothermia, and then we woke up.
And no, but it was so hard for me to fall asleep because the rain fly was hitting the side of the tent. And it sounded like someone was, like, scratching the tent and trying to get in.
Yeah.
And I thought that – I didn't actually think that someone was trying to get in. But you're – at that, like, hour, and when you're outside and no one is around, your mind starts playing tricks on you. And I was like, maybe someone is trying to get in. And it took me so long to fall asleep.
Well, I always feel like Zoo is such a bad bitch that – I didn't realize that the door near G opened up from the outside. Like, I thought you could only open that up from the inside for some reason. Stupid me, I don't know. So I was, like, feeling very safe the first night because I was like, Zoo's got it. Like, Zoo was closest to the door. And I was like,
you were also in the middle.
I was also in the middle, so I felt very safe. Right. G was so close to me, so I felt very safe.
I just thought if someone broke into the tent, I would already be dead from hypothermia. So I'm out already.
G's out for the count. I'm like, mid breastfeeding. Give me a second. Anyway, I always just feel so safe traveling with Zoo because she's such a bad bitch that I'm like, even like living with her, like if somebody broke into that apartment, I got Zoo. So it's like, don't worry
about
it. Yeah. But Zoo let us know the next morning that she was quaking in her boots the whole night.
Well, I was falling asleep. Well, not falling asleep, trying to fall asleep. And I'm thinking that someone is outside trying to get in and this wind is blowing the tent and it's making all this noise. And my body just starts shaking out of, like, fear. I don't know.
And but maybe coldness.
No, I wasn't cold, actually. But I was, like, literally shaking because I was so scared and I couldn't stop. And I was like, I cannot tell these girls that I'm scared because they think that I'm the one that's going to protect them.
No, literally.
So I was like, you need to just be strong. Be strong for them. For them.
Yeah. Literally. But you were strong for us. And then the next morning, we woke up at like 8 and then we were just like having the time of our life. G told us her hypothermia story. Yeah. I look over. G has like 7 more layers on than she did when she fell asleep. I was like, oh, girl got prepared. It was
so hot in the morning.
And she was so hot. But then we woke up and we made like the most delicious breakfast. No,
tell them what happened when we saw our food.
Oh my God. Well, we get outside. We open the tent. We're like, good morning, lake. Hello. We look at our food. This motherfucking bear, I don't know who got into it, ate our
popcorn.
Our boom chicka pop.
Like, no, it ate our Himalayan gold from Lesser Evil. Like, that was a personal fucking attack right there.
I know, it's my favorite one.
But yeah, so something must have, basically the lunch box type cooler, whatever animal it was, if it was a bear or a fox or whatever, had ripped it open and was like clawing inside because all these bags. Oh, also the Trader Joe's cauliflower crackers.
Those are so good.
That was fucked up too.
The animal ate that.
It was a good thing that animal didn't come back the second night or it would have seen these fists. I know. For sure.
I would have fought it.
Yeah, you and me between the cauliflower crisps and the popcorn, we would have gone after it.
Literally, that animal was like, booyah. Like cauliflower crisps, yum.
That he was like, is Gwyneth Paltrow camping here?
Literally, they're like, Himalayan gold, thank God, because he's only like, do coconut oil. They're like,
he's like, where's my belt, bro?
They're like, no seed oils, no seed oils, thank God. Okay, let's get in, let's dive in.
Gluten free, good.
They ate a bunch of the popcorn and then there was just like the a whole bunch bag. On the ground.
Yeah. The whole and then the birds came back and ate the rest of the popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, score booyah for them too.
So we kind of gave back to the community in a way.
We definitely were
doing our service that day.
But after that, we were like, okay, so learned our lesson. We are going to, like, bring these, like, down the hill. And you can't have a bag that, like, something could get into.
Yeah. We were also being super stupid because the park ranger warned us that we should put our food in the car. And we kind of knew this going into it. Like, I think my boyfriend had said, like, make sure your food is, like, super duper packed.
People were telling us to get, like, a bear canister. And I was like, is that really necessary?
Dude texted, she's like, do you think we need a bear canister? I'm like, I don't think so. But do we need a table and a fire pit and all the shit?
Monopoly, yes.
Yes. Anyway, so we didn't pack up the food. The food was ripped open to, like, the first day. But we had a great day regardless of the food being all scattered all over. Except for the chili fucking crunch oil.
Oh, God.
Got over everything.
I know. That gets everywhere.
I would never bring that again to another camping trip.
Yeah. FYI. It would need to be in like a container or a Ziploc or something.
I'm glad we had it for our recipes because our food slayed.
We made some seriously delicious meals. I made a TikTok of like what we ate in a day camping. And people were like, this looks better than what I eat on like a daily basis. And we didn't have, you know, like that many ingredients, but we brought some really good stuff. Like my mom had homemade granola and then granola. Zoo like homemade her own like strawberry compote that we put on the granola with Greek yogurt. And then I got to cross my sandwich off the bucket list, which I'd been really wanting to make this specific sandwich because it's very like summery. I bought burrata. It's actually truffle burrata they had at the grocery store.
So delicious.
And pesto. And Cicely had some like delicious focaccia bread and then heirloom tomatoes that we got at the freaking farmer's market because we just went hard. I put that all together on the focaccia and it slapdiddly dabbed. It did not
and pesto need to go that pesto hard.
It was so good.
It was so delicious. And then I washed it down with some Takis
and a Modelo.
It was so good.
And
anyway,
cheese and crackers.
The second day we were like, okay, should we put, oh my God, no, what? We gotta talk about our drive. So the second day it had rained a little bit so we played Monopoly underneath Zoo's awesome tent mud room.
We also went and sat by the lake for a little bit, which was really nice, and read our book.
It was just like such like an idyllic chill day. So we're chilling by the fire pit. We had just gotten our fire up and running because it had been raining all day. So it was kind of hard to get things that were dry to build a fire. And we were almost out of firewood. And I was like, if we're going to be out here all night, we need more firewood.
And we were about to make a kwaki.
I was about to make... Yeah. I had made a kwaki, I think. Because I had to leave my kwaki.
Right. You had to leave your kwaki.
I had to leave my kwaki. And then
which
remember,
is a cocktail for those who don't know.
Yeah. And then I was driving. Remember we were driving to go and I like reached for my kwaki. I like reached for it. Oh, I was like, where's
Phantom,
my kwaki?
Phantom kwaki.
Phantom kwaki. Anyway, so Zoo and I were like, okay, we'll go get firewood. G, you stay here and man the fire.
And can I do my POV real quick?
Yes, please.
So they left me. It was like misting out, and then it slightly started raining. So I was sitting by the fire, and I got my umbrella out. Like, I was holding my umbrella in one hand, in my other hand, my kwaki, which I very quickly finished because I was literally just sitting there, nothing to do, no service, listening to, like, Frank Ocean, and then, like, almost tearing up. Then I saw these dewdrops on the grass, and I was like, okay, that's gorgeous. Took a picture of that. And then just kind of like
keep the photo on your Instagram. Yeah.
It's like when you're drunk in a bathroom and you see like your purse hanging from the hook and you're like, oh yes. My God, I could do an ad for this brand right now.
I was like, this is art, okay. And then I just kind of like thought about my life and then
took some selfies.
Like, I took some selfies. And then I was like, okay, can they come back now? Like, what?
So basically, like, we were just planning on going down the road and picking up some wood from these. Because, like, when you're driving up there, you see people, like, selling firewood or whatever.
Like, in their front yard.
In their front yard. So we went to this one. But it looked almost like an institution, kind of. And we called them. Yeah, it
looked like a lumber yard. Yeah, almost.
They didn't pick up. I did not feel safe just, like, taking wood and, like, leaving some money under, like, a log for them. So then we went down to this Sunoco or whatever, a gas station, and Zoo calls to make sure they have wood, and he picks up and he's like, Walgreens. And Sue's like, Walgreens? Is this the gas station? He's like, Sunoco? Yeah, this is the gas station. You're like, what? Okay.
It was Walgreens. So weird.
It was so weird. Anyway, so we're driving, they have wood, we're driving down. All of a sudden, boom, a black bear runs in front. Yeah. In front of us.
A real black bear.
A real mother fucking black bear. That's the first one I have ever
seen in my life.
He probably had so much energy because he had just ate all of the Himalayan gold popcorn.
Literally. It was like Cocaine Bear, but Himalayan gold bear. Yeah,
Himalayan gold bear for reals. Anyway, so he runs across, and then we're like close to this town. Like, yeah, we're almost like in this town now.
Like a block away, maybe.
And this woman is just walking her dog. I want to scream out the window, black bear on the loose. Black bear on the loose. Get inside. Wee wee. But I didn't. Anyway, we go to the gas station. It's insane
to just, like, see. I don't know. I still can't get over it.
I think they're just
so used to it, I think.
Zoo took a picture of me or video of me, and I was, like, worried for G because I, for some reason, when I saw the black bear, I got so shook that I was, like, oh, my God. Like, we're closer. I thought we were closer to camp than we actually were. Plus, we had driven kind of all over, back and forth, trying to find wood. So I didn't really know where we were or how close to camp we were. I thought we were closer than we were, and I was like, G is alone listening to Frank Ocean, taking pictures of dewdrops, and did little does she know there's a black bear on the loose coming after her.
No, I did kind
She's
of like,
one kwaki down.
My motor skills would not have been great to fight off the bear. I would have just had to surrender, but I was kind of like hearing some rustling here and there, and I would turn around, and then I would kind of think like, huh, you know, what would I do?
Yeah, what also, would you have done?
Not the worst way to go out.
Yeah. I guess not. Yeah, I was a little tipsy. I was like, it's fine if it ends now. Like, we had such a fun night. Yeah.
G's also not like the, oh, somebody's after me, I'm going to protect myself. Like, G did there a while ago, thought somebody might have been in her apartment. She was like really
I was really hallucinating. High.
Okay. Drunk. Yeah. She was high and drunk. I didn't know if I could say that.
You can say that.
And she was sleeping in her bed facing the wall away from the door. And she had this overwhelming feeling that there was somebody standing above her and heard somebody and didn't think she locked the door. Mm-hmm. And she didn't do anything. She just sat there and went to bed and said,
played dead.
I've always thought about that too. I've always thought about if someone were to, like, you know, an intruder were to come in or something and try to murder me, I think my game plan would just be to, like, pretend that I was dead, which doesn't really make any sense, but, like,
at least you know, like, your strength.
I don't want to deal. I'm not gonna win. I'm 5'2".
You're not fight or flight, you're just freeze.
Yeah. I'm freeze, and I'm not a fighter, I'm a lover, but I'll fight for my love.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
You'll play dead for what you love.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we get to town. We get to the gas station. We buy wood. Oh, also, he's like, how much wood do you want? I'll go pick it up. And we're like, just like a couple packs of logs, like maybe 7 logs. He goes, oh, okay, I got that. And we're like,
okay.
What do you think we're like going to start like the biggest forest fire ever? Like I don't even know. Anyway, so.
It was so strange.
We get there and then Zoo's like, do you have bear spray?
Yeah.
Because we're like, just saw a black bear. Our food was broken into last night, but we don't know what. Let's, like, and there's still some residue of food everywhere all over our campsite, so let's protect ourselves. The guy goes, no, there's no bears here. No bears.
Yeah, he was like, wait, what? No, there's no bears here. And we were like, we literally just saw a bear.
And then he takes his phone out and he starts showing us.
He's literally gaslighting you guys.
He was. Because he didn't have what we wanted.
Yeah.
Then he takes out his phone and goes on to show Zoo and I pictures after picture of black bears in front of his gas station.
He's like, oh, wait, yeah, they actually walk across the street, like, around here all the time. But they don't attack people.
Yeah, he's like, they just want your food. They don't want you. He's like, act big and scream and walk away slowly. Don't run. We're like, okay, thank you so much. So we get our wood. We go back. We find G.
I could do that.
Yeah.
If I don't have to fight it off, I can act big and scream.
Yeah, you're just supposed to, like, scream, like, yell like really loudly and then back away. Really slowly while still facing them.
Yeah. Okay. But
don't stare at them in the eyes.
Oh, really?
Apparently. I was watching this whole video on YouTube.
Wait, really? Where do you look?
I think, I don't know. Don't like stare at them too much, but like you still look at them.
Anyway, so we get the wood, we go back. G is a cocky teen.
A bear cocky.
Okay, no, cut that out. Anyway, we get back. G is a quacky deep. Chilling by the fire. Oh, and we told her we saw a bear.
And they gave me Doritos, and that's all I care about.
And then that night, we also didn't do what we should have done with our food.
No.
We put all of our food in the cooler and trash and everything in this cooler, shoved it closed. We all sat on it to close it.
Well, this was the problem. We were going to do it all before the sun went down, because when the sun goes down, when you're out there, it's literally pitch black. Like, you cannot see anything.
Yeah.
But of course,
and it's so scary.
We were sitting by the fire and we got so comfortable.
And we had three quackies.
That
drunk.
We had so many quackies.
Literally, the that bear came, we'd be like, you want a quackie?
We probably wouldn't even have done anything. Anyways, it was pitch black by the time we finished our quackies that we didn't want to bring our cooler all the way back to the
car. But this cooler was like hardcore. It was
It was basically a bear canister.
How would it be able to get into that? That would be insane. It would have to be like,
Yeah.
What is that called?
Thumbs?
I don't know, but like...
There's appendages?
There's opposable thumbs to be able to lift these like flaps up and then open the cooler.
Yeah.
So it was okay.
But everything was like barely shoved in there.
So. And we brought it like far down. Yeah, we put everything in the cooler. We brought it very far away from our tent.
But then that whole night, that was the windiest night
oh my God.
Of my life.
That was awful.
It felt like it was a hurricane.
The tent was like blowing this way, that way, up, down. And I like after seeing, excuse me, I'm a little burpy. Seeing the bear, I was so spooked that every single noise I heard, I was like, that's a bear. That's a bear right outside our tent. And then the tent would kind of like warp in and out and in and out. And every time it warped in, it would kind of like touch our heads. And I was like, that's a bear rubbing up against the tent.
Also, it was making the sound where legitimately, it was like you were saying your mind plays tricks on you. I swear I was hearing the sound of like a zipper opening on the tent. And again, I was like, okay, I'm playing dead.
Yeah.
My go-to.
Okay, so I'm dead.
Okay, so I literally all hypothermia, like, don't kill me. She's I'm like, already
this is my, the biggest role of my career, dead.
Method acting and make my heart stop for a second. No, but like, it was actually insane, this wind whipping on the tent. And it was crazy too, because we all went to bed so comfortably. This time I was
we
like,
exhausted.
And there was no wind or anything when we went to sleep.
Yeah, we were like, good night.
I think there was actually even like a little bit of rain. It was kind of like cozy.
Yeah, it was very comforting.
Little like dribble drabble on like the top of the tent.
Yeah. So we were like night. We're gonna sleep so well tonight. I think I maybe slept 3 hours. I kept waking up, going back to sleep every time because the sound
because the wind just never stopped.
Freaking loud. So that was insane. If you go camping, I would maybe bring like some earplugs or something. Honestly,
100%.
Because you never know. Obviously you're in a tent, so it's very flimsy and thin. You never know what's gonna happen, so even rain could be super loud and you have a hard time sleeping. Wind, like whatever noise,
also even just like a amplified branch like falling, you think that there's something like crawling outside of your tent, so just bring earplugs, an eye mask, you'll sleep so much better.
I tried so hard as I was trying to fall asleep. I didn't sleep well either, and as I was trying to fall asleep, I like, you can't help but like you close your eyes and then your ears become like way more aware, you know? Have you guys tried that? Like you close your eyes, you can like hear so much better. You close your eyes, you can taste so much better. Like when you block off your other senses. So my ears were like on like beast mode. So like they were like really like listening to everything. And I would I couldn't help myself. I couldn't shut my ears off.
Yeah.
So I was like, and my ears were connected to my brain. So like, I was like literally like the whole night I was like, wait, what was that? What was that?
I think it also made it worse that there was no one around us.
Yeah.
Like, we were the only people at this lake.
Yeah. I know, that would have made
so
me feel
even
a
if
better.
We were to like scream or anything, no one was there to like help us.
Yeah. I don't know if that would have made me feel better or like worse though.
I think it would have made me feel a little bit more safe if there were other people.
But the creepy thing too, when we first got there and we were like setting up our tent, remember what the guy said to you, G?
Oh yeah, I was like, he was definitely just being totally like nice, but this man was like walking his dog by himself, like an older man. We were walking up the tent with all of our equipment and he just turns to me and he goes, "Have a good night." And I was like, "Thanks."
And then as I was like, going down, that's a weird thing to say. As I was going down to the car, like up and down. No, but I don't think I didn't tell you guys this, but as I was going up and down to the car, I saw him in his car driving away, and he had probably parked in like the handicap parking spot, you know, like where we parked last. And he was like driving down the road, and he was just driving like. And after G had told me he said that, I was just kind of staring at him weirdly. He meant probably literally no harm. He was probably a sweet man. He was like, "Have a good night." Anyway, I saw him drive away, and he was like driving so slowly and just like watching me, I felt like. And I was just like, "Oh my God." And so in the middle of the night, on the second night or the first night or whatever, I heard a car on the road, and I was like, "It's him.
He's back.
He's literally coming back.
It's just like, I'm sorry, but like, even if you're trying to be polite, if you're an old man and there's three girls by themselves, don't speak.
Just don't say anything.
Don't say anything. Yeah. Even if you're trying to be nice, like, just don't. Women are scared of men. You're scary. Like, just don't
speak. Well, that was, like, the second day or the first day, like, the first full day. You guys, we were, like, down having a picnic, sat by the lake, the water. You guys went off on some walk, and I was just sitting reading my book.
Oh, yeah, and that guy across the lake. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was so spooked. I had my sunglasses on. Thank God. You couldn't see my eyes. I was, like, looking up at him. I'm literally sitting reading Malibu Rising. I'm like, this is the most perfect day ever. This man comes on the other side of the lake. He goes down to the shore. He takes out his chair, sets up his chair, sits in his chair, and just is staring in my direction.
Yeah, he didn't even have a fishing pole.
He didn't have a fishing pole, a book, literally not even a dog.
Probably so harmless. Literally just didn't know we were going to be there. Yeah. Enjoying his day.
Enjoying his Saturday.
But
in my eyes, I was like,
do you have to be facing towards me?
Yeah, for reals.
I know, I'm so gorge.
Anyway,
what if it was him? That would have been crazy, full circle.
Him what?
Well, the second night,
it wasn't.
I woke up in the middle of the night. Well, I was like awake basically the whole night. But I saw a light. Like, it looked like someone was walking outside with a flashlight, like, coming towards our tent. And I was about to wake you guys up and be like, there's someone there.
Okay. We would have shit our pants.
I would have literally shat my pants.
And then I waited, like, a couple more minutes, and it went away. So it must have been, like, a car driving by or something. But it was not in, like, that direction at all. So I don't know what it was.
And our road, like, the road, it wasn't, like, you wouldn't really be up there driving late at night going somewhere else. It's like a road to lakes and camping, and
it's a very off
the it's an off the beaten trail road.
But I always just think, like, whenever you think something's scary, it's always just something normal. That's like amplified by the fact that you're like
totally
out in the middle. And
I mean, the second we woke up and the sun came up, I was like, not gorgeous. Scared at all.
Exactly.
It's almost kind of like flight turbulence, or like being like an airplane. You have to, like, you just have to, like, accept that it's, like, out of your control. And then you're just like, okay, I'm in this situation and I just need to, like, relax into it. Like, probably nothing's gonna happen.
Also, every noise you hear in a plane, it's like, it is, it's like the wheels coming up or the, like, wings opening up or something.
Like, but you're like, the engine blew out.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm going down.
Literally every
time
I'm on a plane, I'm like, okay, the engine just failed. Literally. And they don't want to tell us because they don't want to scare us.
At least we have two more. Okay, let's hope, let's pray those work.
Literally, I'm like looking at the flight attendant's faces. Me like, too. Are you scared?
I'm like, oh, they're still handing out the water. We're all good.
I know. I'm like, but maybe they're putting on a brave face, you know? I was like,
I'm like, maybe they're trying to keep us calm with the water.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, they're still collecting trash. Okay, they care about cleanliness. Okay, not life or death. But I'm like, but maybe they want it to be like business as usual.
Oh my God, sometimes it's just so exhausting having a brain. It's like, seriously, shut the fuck up.
Well, I was telling Cicely, I was like, I wish I had a Xanax so I could just knock myself out.
No, seriously. Or even some melatonin.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't also, like, I don't know if I would have wanted that because I think I like to be, like, kind of, like, aware. Like,
no, it's good to be, like, aware if something were to actually happen. Yeah.
Right.
I just, after seeing that bear,
the three of us are just, like, drugged out. Like, this tent, like a bear is
coming in. Also, the first night, we didn't close the latch of our of our air mattress like tight enough. So G and I woke up like on the ground.
I woke up with hypothermia and on a deflated mattress.
No. You woke up having survived hypothermia. Okay, you were a warrior.
So
it was the best trip ever, though.
It was literally the best trip ever. Nothing's going to go like 100% perfect. And obviously, we learned so much.
And I think it was honestly, it went as perfect as it could have for three people who don't know a lot about camping.
Yeah. True.
Who just one day were like, let's go on a camping trip for Zoo's birthday this weekend when it's supposed to be awful weather.
Right.
Yeah.
And just do it. We got so lucky and we did a great job, I thought.
Yeah.
So
what are our tips for people if they were to go camping?
Earplugs, eye mask, Xanax.
I'm just kidding. What are some things that we brought that you're like really glad that we
I'm
had?
So glad you had a table. For reals.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay, yay.
And that little stove thing was amazing.
Oh, so camping stove. Yeah,
I love being able to prep on a table. You don't want to be like hunched over a cutting board.
Right.
Sitting in your chair.
It made it feel really just like homey, and it made us feel really like prepared that we had a table and the little stove.
Yeah.
So those two were awesome, awesome, awesome.
Firewood, if you have a fire pit, I think having a campfire is like the best thing.
Yeah. And I would also just like, in similar vein with that, get more wood than you think you need. Because we just ended up like leaving our wood there, like our extra wood. Hopefully somebody else is going to use it, because you'll go through a lot of wood and you want a fire.
Also, bring board game.
That was so fun.
I'm so happy that
I bought Monopoly before going up, and we played that under our tent, and it was such a good time.
Because it's like you're there for 2 days. You're not really doing, like, you're always like, okay, well, the excursion is camping. That's the activity, camping. But then when you're out there, you're like, okay, what do we do? Yeah. We actually have to, like, entertain ourselves out here, you know? And so board game, that was amazing. I'd played Monopoly a couple times a long time ago. I didn't know the rules.
Yeah, Cicely was like, I hate Monopoly.
I hate it.
I don't want to play. And then we played.
I said I really liked it. I don't love it. I love, like, I just don't like how long it is.
I think if you were to win, you would like it even more.
Baby, I got fucking eaten alive by Zoo and her properties.
She went to jail like 5 times.
I know.
I went to jail. I was paying so many community taxes, and I had to pay Zoo so much fucking money, and she ripped me off. I didn't know it. She took advantage of me.
Crazy.
Okay, but I don't think I actually did.
You did. That was an unfair auction.
I thought it was fair.
She's a
opinion.
Snake oil salesman.
No, I really thought it was fair. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to move past this.
See, I still don't really know if it was fair or not. I'm just like, G said it wasn't. So I'm like, yeah, she took advantage of me. That's why I lost.
Oh,
that is why I lost.
Bring a sleeping bag.
A warm one.
Yes. And don't think you can share it and unzip it, because sleeping bags work if they're zipped up.
Yeah, you got to be in it.
Each person bring their own sleeping bag.
Hiking socks, really warm socks.
Hat mittens. You do get cold at night because tents are not really that insulated.
And then if you do bring chili crunch oil, put it in a Ziploc bag. And bring more ice than you think you need to.
Yeah.
And only bring literally one single outfit. You'll wear it the whole weekend.
Yeah, do you want to admit what you brought?
Okay. I did bring 3 bikinis because I thought
it was like 50 degrees
and
raining.
I was like really optimistic. I was like, maybe.
I brought my crochet swimsuit.
The fact that you brought that many for, we were only there like 2 days.
Yeah, but I thought, okay, well, what if one's wet? And then, you know, what if I get photos in one and I want photos in another one?
That is,
you know, I'm thinking like
so funny
practically.
Of you.
You also, okay, we were in the car driving up and we're like, why do we have so much stuff? And then we each were like, we only brought the necessities, for real. Yeah. We only did. I was looking back at our TikToks. You brought 3 pairs of sunglasses.
You're kidding.
3 different. You bought the Aquilas, the Lexolas, and the Crafts.
Yeah, they all serve different
only
purposes.
Only the essentials.
I was like, only the essentials and 3 swimsuits, girl. Zoo and I, next time we go camping, are going to have to go through your luggage and be like, is this necessary?
I'm not going to let you do that. Because those were the bare necessities, okay?
I would say in terms of clothing items, make sure you have like warm things, but you really don't need a lot of changes of clothing. Yeah. I would say another thing that I'm glad we had was camping chairs. Was so nice to have.
Yes, thank you. Where else would we have sat?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Thank God you thought of that.
And bug spray.
I didn't even think about
that. Bug spray, yeah.
Bug spray.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. Yeah. And tequila to make kwakis.
Of course.
Of course. Quacky.
And that powdered lime is so good to bring camping too.
Zoo got this stuff. It was like from Emma Chamberlain's idea, whatever. It's just a powder. It almost looks like a Splenda sugar, but it's just a powder, and each packet is one lime wedge. So it makes it so easy to, when you're camping, they're so light. You put them in your wallet, even to go to the bars, you guys, in New York City.
Yeah.
If it's a strong kwaki and they didn't put enough lime in your kwaki, you just add your own little lime. And yeah. It's amazing.
It's so good. And it's literally just crystallized lime. Like, there's no additives or anything because it tastes so limey.
So I'd bring those and then just have fun.
Yeah. Just let loose.
But seriously, it's so nice to, like, not have so many, like, screens. You know, you're not watching TV before you go to bed. Yeah, like,
seriously.
Didn't really have service. It's so, so nice to just, like, sit, talk, be in front of a fire, look at the mountains, and take photos of dewdrops.
Yeah, just get disconnect. Take photos of dewdrops.
No, it was actually the best, and I'm really excited to go camping more this summer because
Now that we're so experienced.
Yeah. We've learned so much.
And we
have
all the supplies. Thank you, Zoo.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, and I was going to ask.
What?
Like, did you have a good birthday? Was it everything?
Oh, my God. That was literally the best birthday I could have asked for.
Yay.
I was like, so everything happy. I was picturing and hoping.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And what are you looking forward to for your 24th year?
Oh, my God.
Technically, your 25th year.
What? 25th,
because it's like you've lived already 24. It's like you're going.
You know what I mean.
Okay, yeah. Is there anything that you can do when you're 24? That's kind of a boring one.
It's 25.
No, 25. You can rent a car without the fees.
Okay, well,
I just mean like
more camping. General. More camping.
Just like what do you want 24 to be? You know, like. Instead of 23, what do you see for 24th year?
I feel like 23 was really like establishing myself in New York and with my people and my places. And this year, I kind of want to explore more. Like, I think this is going to be my year of exploration.
I like that.
You're really getting settled in everything before, and now you're settled, and then it's like, what can you do?
Yeah, like I have my home base, and now I want to like get out there and see what I can do.
Expand
a little bit. So that's
absolutely
my 24th year. And this weekend is Cicely's birthday excursion.
We're going upstate again.
Because my friends cannot be born in different months. They all have to be born in May.
G loves May people.
Yeah.
That is your May type. People.
But I'm broke in May because I'm buying all my friends' birthday gifts.
I'm broke too.
And we're going on trips.
Me too.
Guys run me ragged, but I do it because I love my Geminis. What can I say?
But you also can like save up all year.
I know, just for the month of May.
Just for the month of May,
and I just get it all out of the way, and then I'm like, you're done. I don't have to remember anybody else's birthdays, really.
Exactly.
So, are you pumped? We're doing a different thing. We're doing an Airbnb
but on a lake upstate. I'm so excited. Really have like no idea what to expect. I just kind of want to chill again, but like do exactly what we did last weekend inside.
Yeah,
you know.
It'll also be less hypothermia.
Yeah. I was looking it up. We're going to be in this town called Livingston Manor. And there are, like, a lot of cute stores.
I'm excited.
Like, I wrote down a whole list of, like, little cute stores.
I was kind of looking today. Yay. It's been such a hassle, you guys, because I've been trying to get a rental car because all of our car connects are taken because it is Memorial Day weekend. And because it's Memorial Day weekend, all the cars are so expensive to rent.
Yeah, it's
so we're going to take a train, Metro North,
up favorite mode of transportation
up to Connecticut to rent a car because it's cheaper to then drive over. So I was looking today like all the different towns around too, and there's like a lot of cute towns around.
But it's really cool because when we were looking up Livingston Manor, it's apparently the hot new town upstate. It's where everyone wants to
be. And we had no idea. We just rented this Airbnb,
so I was like, okay.
But I do think the Airbnb is rural.
Yeah, I don't think it's like in the town. I think it's a little bit outside, which I prefer. Yeah. I like to be like on.
We can drive into the town and walk around.
And the Airbnb looks so like mid-century modern cuteness.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Mid-century modern cuteness.
I have like, I want like, just one photo of me to then post and be like, 24.
You want? Is it a thirst trap or what's
No? I'm not. I already thirst trapped in my last one. I feel like, because that was Jamaica. Okay. But I'll let you guys know.
So this one's more like.
You know, like, Lala Leaky, that photo that she took? I want something like that, too.
Okay. Which one? I don't know which one it is.
Well, I'll show you.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
We'll get the shot. Babblers, get ready for an awesome photo on my IG.
Yeah.
Just get ready.
And get ready for more upstate stories. Hopefully,
I know,
nothing too crazy will happen, but I'm sure we always will have something.
Yeah.
Something to tell you guys.
Something
next weekend.
And this is coming out on Cicely's birthday, so give her a little shout out on her Instagram.
And give Zoo a belated B-Day shout out, please, on her Instagram.
Thanks.
And give me a happy, almost half birthday shout out
on her Instagram.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, we love you, babblers.
We love you so much. We thanks for tuning you. In.
And we'll see you
next week.
Next week.
Kisses.
Bye. Kisses. Bye.